Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
To an emerging forest, a safe place where we have the freedom to think about life without judgment. We take a look at society, we examine it, and we allow for the possibility of something new, something different. And now, here's your host, Alan Ritter.
Welcome, everyone, to this Sunday Night and Emerging Forest episode. It is August the 12th, 2018. We're heading away from the summer season, getting closer and closer to being in the fall season, shorter days, a little bit less heat, but still we have some heat, as everyone knows. We got some rain here on the East Coast, on and off. And tonight we have a very interesting episode, and our old friend Dave Miller is joining us. Hello, Dave. How are you? Hello, Dave. Well, Dave is having some technical difficulties.
Can you hear me now?
Hello. Yeah, I can hear you now.
I am here. Thank you.
Okay. So we wanted to start off the show doing somewhat of a tossing the ball back and forth. And, of course, you have a show to talk about a upcoming event at Hope Hill Farm. But I wanted to get in an initial plug for all the early listeners. I run a small produce business called the Produce Club in the southeastern Pennsylvania, southern New Jersey area. And I get some really good prices on organic produce. Now, why do I get those good prices? I get those good prices because I live in Collingswood, New Jersey. I live 7 minutes from the Philadelphia Regional Produce Center warehouses, or one of the suppliers, a very large supplier called Percacci Brothers Sales Corporation. And just like any other large business, they do many, many hundreds of tons of produce through there, and it can't all be efficient. And, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that don't get sold. They have an odd lot. They have a date due, and they can't sell it all by the date, or, you know, gosh forbid, you know, they have ripe fruit, and grocery stores won't buy ripe fruit because they can't put ripe fruit on their shelf for 2 weeks. So to all the folks who are going to Hope Hill Farm, to all the folks who might know someone who drives from areas beyond my reach, which is, you know, maybe 30 miles right now, back up into the area, Dave and I would like to begin reaching out with this resource, because it is a resource. Sweet potatoes I sell almost every day of the week for $1 a pound. That's organic sweet potatoes. You can't find that at Whole Foods you can find that at Whole Foods, just $3 a pound. So, if the first step in doing that is just to send me an email, and I will add you to the email list, and you can see the prices every week. Just get aware of what's available. That's all you have to do. Just send me an email, and then when you see the emails for a few weeks, hey, give me a call. Or send me an email saying, hey, we'd like to set up a group telecom with a few people from our area so you can tell us what the deal is. And so we'd like to get these, I mean, because it's basically lifestyle changing. It's basically life changing. Because I was at a point where I really was raw vegan. I was going to Whole Foods every 3 or 4 days and spending $75 for, you know, just a few things. And the prices at the produce wholesaler are for the same items, sometimes even the same brands, Earthbound and all those other things. And it's just basically life-changing because the produce prices are so low. So the email to send to me is basically my email address is RITTER.ALAN88@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to this public service announcement. So, Dave, I hear you have an event coming up.
Hey, Alan, first I want to say it's more than a public service announcement. It's a public service. You amaze me how you've gone from one place in your life to another, and you've created and connected with the resource. I mean, we could see this food go to the garbage, you know, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean that you find it and you buy it on the spot, and then you resell it at ridiculously low prices, and you're doing a community service. I agree, we need to find some folks that are coming up from Collingswood or Cherry Hill who can come up to either, it could be New Brunswick, it could be other areas, and start creating these CSA drop-off points where people are willing to take a chance at whatever you buy on the spot and know that they're getting, knowing that they're getting healthier food because it's hard to pay for organic sometimes.
Yep.
So thank you.
Well, I mean, basically, hey, folks, when I go to the – what Dave is talking about as far as things going into the trash, these guys have lots and lots of produce, and it's beautiful produce, but they only have a certain amount of storage. And when more of the same thing is coming in next week, the items that remain become a nuisance, and they no longer have value because that's the old stuff. It's still perfectly good sweet potato. It's still perfectly good red pepper. It's still perfectly good broccoli. But it becomes a nuisance, and they need to get rid of it because it's the old lot. What do they do when, I mean, they basically put a free price on it. They put a, please walk this out the door. This price is stupid. Yeah, we know. But please take this. So, for instance,
but you're buying it by the cases.
I'm buying it, so basically the unit that I buy is a case. So so if you go to Whole Foods and you're spending $3 a pound on sweet potato, for a 40-pound box, that's $120. If I go across the river, the most I can spend on that same box of sweet potato for what I call number one or for grocery quality stuff is $36. That's less than a dollar a pound. Now, I resell that for $1.75, but that's still, you know, 30% off your grocery bill. Now, when it becomes a second, when it's moving out of being number one into being an odd lot or being into something that they've kept for a couple weeks and they can't sell it and they need to move it, they start discounting that $36. They discount it first. They discount it to 18. When it's at the end of the line, and they basically put the free price on it, that same box of sweet potatoes, which is at Whole Foods for 120, sells there for 36 every day of the week, and that's their top price. that same box will be $5 a box.
So one of the things we're going to do is
which is essentially changing the price from Whole Foods at $3 a pound to 12 cents a pound or 14 cents a pound or something like that. It's basically it's more than an order of magnitude. So what Dave and I would like to put together is we would like to find some people who commute not every day to Philadelphia, but maybe they commute semi-frequently. We would like to, and I don't care Dave is in New Brunswick. That's sort of north of here. And we'd like to start with that one. But if there's another opportunity at another point on the compass, you know, west or south of here that wants to jump on this, please do. But the only thing I ask you to do is send me an email, get in touch with me. Don't just say, hey, I'm going to come up there and buy stuff from you, because what I want you to do is I want you to become familiar with what the products are. And I want you to see week after week what the prices are, because you can literally, I view life as strategy anymore. And you can get with some friends and say, hey, if we can send a vehicle there every other week for X number of families in our area, we can totally save, like, you know, every time the vehicle goes, we can save, you know, $2,500 or something like that. So
absolutely.
And that makes it worthwhile to actually say, if we can rent a truck and send it and have it come back with, you know, a certain amount of produce, and it all gets consumed, or let's say 90% of it gets consumed, you can change people's bottom line. For one, okay, I don't really care about changing people's bottom line, but I want them to change what they're eating, because that changes their bodily manifestation, which changes their ability to think. It clears up their ability to think. If you're just like pushing cilantro in your face, your heavy metal problem is going to go away over a year. So there's a lot, and basically what I'm talking about, strategy. Okay, there's a strategy. You buy cheap stuff, but then you dedicate a little bit more of the money that's left over, you dedicate it to your fragile stuff, like greens. Greens are very important. So I just mentioned one green that's very important. So you can start creating a little community strategy. Hey, we're going to get this. We're going to eat like this. And we're going to change our lives. For less than we had to spend previously, we're going to be able to eat better food.
You bring up a very good point, because we're not always familiar with certain products, but by having it accessible and trying it for the first time, introducing it to our diet and realizing that it is our life source, it's changing our nutritional requirements.
So,
and
yeah,
we're
so
getting it at a cost that's very affordable.
Yeah, so basically I look at two things in that are readily available. Bananas, please don't buy bananas. Please don't send a car for bananas for me. I get them almost at the same price that you get them, but they are incredibly important because of their fiber and because of their delivery of sugar and a whole bunch of vitamins. But if you still cook, and cooking has its advantages and disadvantages, if you still cook, sweet potato is like a fundamental foundation for your diet, because white potato has almost no vitamin and mineral content, and it has almost no fiber. But sweet potato has just boatloads of that. And the other thing that's cool about sweet potatoes is you can leave them out in a, you know, a relatively, you know, decently conditioned room, not like super hot, but, you know, or you can leave them in a cooler basement and they'll keep for 3 or 4 weeks. So you don't have to refrigerate them. So as far as strategies for eating better, I mean, when I go into this warehouse and they have sweet potatoes and they have 40-pound boxes of sweet potatoes for $5, they have 50 of them. They don't have 5, they have 50 of them. So this is the scale. I mean, I go in there and I cry because I have to actually leave some of the boxes of apples because they usually have like, 80 boxes of apples for $5 a box. And I just want to send them to people to make applesauce to stick in their refrigerator, basically have a whole community there. The reason I have the Produce Club is I want to create a mouth that's big enough to eat the bargains that I see. Because I want to change that many lives, and literally, let's get the message out and let's start eating some of that produce.
Thank you, Alan. And as more people are learning about an emerging forest, they're seeing that your heart is not just in the Produce Club, but it's also you bring people onto the radio that you believe in that have an important message. And you have included a lot of messages. You've had some music. You've had some people that want to talk about vaccines. You've got people that are reestablishing, taking charge of our community. And I really adore that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I look at community as a choice. I'm sorry for the general audience who's on listening. Right now, we have a very poor manifestation of leadership. It's basically a commercialized corporate-owned government, and it plays to the lowest common denominator. And you can make a choice. You can look at it and you can say, are they serving me? And in my case, I looked at them and said, they're not serving me. I don't find myself even remotely attracted to any bit of government. And I've done a lot of research because I had to make a choice for myself. And I want to create an emerging forest. And an emerging forest is not a part of any country that's present right now. And it does things differently. It does things by merit. It does things because someone's good at something. And that means anyone. Anybody can be the person who's good at whatever. So this show is, thanks for letting me talk about this, because I think it's really important, and I think the audience that's listening is energized about these ideas. And let's talk about your event.
Well, thank you. As we're seeing more in the last couple of years, we are taking back our community by being involved. And it might be as simple as a small gathering or traveling to another festival out of state or volunteering, paying it forward. Things that we do have a result, and it could be positive or negative. The more that we do positive, the more we attract what comes back to us. And I was thinking about Touch Mother Earth in June. There was a gentleman, Scorpio, who wanted to come back the next day, and he said, I only want the ticket for one day, and I really want to participate. I want to go to this one workshop. And I said, Just come in. He needed a ride. He got a ride, but he came back. And now he wants to volunteer for the entire weekend that's going to come up August 24th and 26th. He was so moved by the feelings of community that people were sharing their energies and all, that he is going to gift himself back out of a slight kindness. And that's what we need to do. I mean, I remember when I had my car fall apart and people took me in, they helped me get it ready and get back on my way. And it is that trust. And I kind of feel that we lost it for a while, but I do absolutely feel coming back, because each event that is now happening, folks step up to the plate and they volunteer, even if they're not signed up. Some of them even then become a coordinator, or they want to bend the next year. And they move the project forward, and whatever the project is, they're there to step up and do it. And that just amazes me, because we're really, people say the world's falling apart. I don't see it that way. I see it as we are taking back step by step by having events. So touch Mother Earth and Hope Hill Farm. I never believed I would have a second festival in the same year. This is more like a retreat. You can call it a festival if you want. First one said, why do we wait a whole nother year? And now we're having other opportunities. Some people that made the first one, when I say like the vendors behind the scenes, etc., or more importantly, or equally importantly, the folks that couldn't make the first one, now they're going to be attending. They're going to be co-creating. They're going to be sharing their lore. And I've been watching what other folks are doing. I have a good friend, John Lee Rooker, and you've had him on your program. And I went to his event, and I saw the talking circles. I saw the community meals. I saw the decisions made in the morning. And I want to adopt some of that, because it's really important that we have a chance to have a separate voice in a community, separate situation where we can each be honored. Every mealtime at my event, instead of having food vendors, I'm having meals planned, 11 a.m. each morning, 5 p.m. each evening, and as part of that meal is going to be a talking stick, which is a circle where you pass the torch. It could be a crystal, a stick, whatever we decide, and I have different people for each one that are going to facilitate it. And that gives everyone a chance to learn something they might not have about each other. They're really going to get that chance to have a voice, and they're going to get that chance to respect. So beautiful. So here's the quick schedule. Can I give you the quick schedule?
Hi, Dave. What I wanted to let you know is that Suzanne Perniski is on hold. Do you want to bring her on and talk to her for a minute?
Yeah, bring her in. She was at the first event. Let's do that.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Go ahead, Dave.
So you want to share your experience?
You mean the one with the tree, or just the whole experience of the whole week? Yeah,
well,
no,
I mean,
yes,
we have a video of you dancing in the middle of the road.
Yes, that was a blast. The dancing. Okay, fine. We'll start there. The dancing happened because there was an impromptu drum circle, which was so much fun. And then there was a beautiful girl there named Julia who was playing the flute. And it was like the Pied Piper was playing. I kept hearing the drums and the flute, and I couldn't not go over and dance. So I went and joined the dance circle, even though my knee was bothering me. For 2 minutes, it decided that it wouldn't. So I was able to have some fun. But the whole weekend was just amazing. Everybody there was just amazing. I I can't, you know, every time I think back to June, the beginning of June, I'm just like, oh, that was so much fun.
So what are you going to be offering again this time?
This time I know last time I was like all over the place as far as like doing fairy readings and crystals and all of that. But this time I'm just going to be focusing on Reiki and either giving people Reiki who feel like they need a little extra healing, or if they were interested in Reiki but hadn't yet been attuned, I'll attune them to the symbols and you know, just having fun, pretty much.
Do you want to explain what Reiki is? Because some audience may have heard the term but don't quite understand it.
Good question. Reiki, yes. Reiki is a way of universal healing that is passed down through a gentleman in Japan. I can't think of his first name, but his last name was Usui. He was given the symbols via the universe to help people align with their own innate healing abilities. So when I facilitate a healing, I'm not really doing the healing. I'm opening myself up to the healing through the universe to bring the energy through me to my client.
And one of the interesting things is Reiki is now being accepted in hospitals as a form of alternative medicine.
Yes, I've heard that. I haven't yet researched that because I'm going a different way right now. So, but yeah, I have heard that, which is a good thing. That's a supreme blessing. Anybody with any kind of illness, any kind of things like PTSD, anything like, you know, anxiety, anything like that could be helped with Reiki, because really, honestly, it's just getting the person to calm down.
It's energy medicine. It works on a vibrational level, and you're right. That Japanese man, from my understanding, was coming down a mountain, hurt his ankle, and he was either going to die, I think it was in the snow, and he had to figure out how to get to his town, and it was revealed to him how to heal himself.
Wow.
Necessity is a mother, right?
Huh?
Necessity is a mother.
Go ahead, Alan. I'm sorry.
I was just looking at his situation and saying necessity is a mother, right? Of invention.
Yes.
He needed that ankle fixed, or he was a dead man. So.
Yeah, with Thrive Alive, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot because I think two other people have all asked about Reiki, and I actually have a time slot at 1 p.m. on Saturday. What would you think about doing a Reiki share?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the good thing about Reiki shares is that nobody needs to know the symbols. And that's a perfect way for people to get used to it, because you don't really need to know the symbols. You're literally tapping into the universe and tapping into your own ability to connect to the universe in order to bring healing. And, yeah, Reiki shares are fantastic. I haven't been to one in ages, but, yes, I would love to do that.
Good.
Absolutely.
Glad
sign
I put
me
you
up.
On the spot.
Yes. I was actually going to ask you about that,
Dave?
But not on the radio.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, Alan.
Dave, could you limit your program planning to off-air time? No, I'm just kidding.
I could run the walkthrough very quickly
because I have it in front of me,
or they can look it online.
Okay. So the program director says that it's 29 minutes after the hour, and we need a break. So, hey, everybody, the call-in number is 646-564-9714. Another person just popped onto the air. Hey, person that just popped onto the air, we're going to listen to a song and have a break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Talk to y'all soon.
Take no scorn to wear the horn. Was the crest when you were born? Your father's father wore it, and your father wore it too.
International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
Welcome back to An Emerging Forest on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We hope everyone was able to stretch their legs and get a drink. And now, back to Alan.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'll bring our wonderful guests back onto the air, including our new mystery guest. Would you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, everyone. My name is Amala Viola. I'm the founder and director, I guess, of Spirit Live Orchestra. Too many hats to wear. I'm one of the band members. I love it, and we all co-create it, so it's really hard to have a title. And we'll be playing on Sunday at the Touch Mother Earth Festival from 1 to 3.
And I want to encourage...
Go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I want to encourage people to know that Alma and I have a history that goes back to the Kindred Spirits there and then Touch Mother Earth at Mount Eden. And she has a wonderful group. They actually were just visiting the grounds and the whole barns and all, seeing where everything's going to happen. And we're very excited because we've been trying to get the group together for our event, and it just, for whatever reason, didn't happen, but now it is. So if I could give a quick rundown real quickly of the schedule, and then I'd like to hear some of her music.
Okay, run the schedule down.
All right, real quickly.
quickly, Dave.
We are starting with the Grain Moon ceremony because it's the Grain Moon on Friday at 6:30 with live music from Coca Pelli. And then I was fortunate to meet Sophia and the Puffins after not having met but had contact. So we got live music Friday night, and then Saturday we start folks for the early morning with yoga with Nikki Schultz. And then John Lee Rooker is coming down from Permajam for our first talking stick. Then we're going into a medicinal plant walk and talk with Jim Fury. And based on what we just said with Suzanne, we'll also have a Reiki share at that time. And then we've got to talk on the healing of mushrooms and what's going on underneath the earth. Community above, plants have a community below. 5 p.m., I will be taking on the next meal, talking circle. And then Tabitha Booth is returning. She has been so welcome at the various events, and I'm glad to have her. And then we go into Triune Entity, and Triune Entity is a combination of blues, R&B, and more, and they're taking us into the evening, followed by drum circle. Then 9 in the morning on Sunday, Leticia Gutierrez, who has been very influential in different events, is going to take on a cacao ceremony, followed with Akinyele Karade, who's an Nganga shaman. They will be offering a combined ceremony. And then the next brunch will be Tabitha Booth, followed by 1 p.m. Spirit Jam. So we've got Carolyn, Ren, Claudia, Jim Dav, and others, and she can mention a little more about that. Also at 1, we are going to have a workshop for nourishing nerves and combating stress. And then Olga Chichina is going to be working with tools and all. We have live music again at 3, and then a communal dinner, and we take it out. And that's it. That's pretty big, but only 2 things at one time. It's different than Touch Mother Earth. More intimate. So what music are we hearing?
So this first piece I believe that Alan will be playing is called Om Ram. It's a chant. With Spirit Live, we do a quite an eclectic bit of music, spiritually based, in the moment, from all genres. So you have an opportunity in this event, which really encourages and invites you to dance. It's an invitation to dance, a yoga dance, you know, yoga being unity and connection. So it's a love in motion, shall we say, that is awakened during this journey that we take together for about 90 minutes, starting in a very grounded, meditative way. And then the drumming comes in and it builds, and people are encouraged to move in their own unique way. I have props that I bring. So like a beautiful scarf can become your partner. And there's various activities throughout the night that allow not only an expression of movement, but you can journal or draw or sing out. You know, there's call and response. There are many different ways of having it happen. But this first piece is a beautiful Ram chant, and Ram is the seed tone that we are encouraged to repeat over and over to help open our heart. And when our heart is open, our ego falls away. And when that happens, wow, everyone, no matter what our differences are in the world, we all see each other and come together. So please, and thank you for playing our beautiful Om Ram chant.
You have developed this program over how many years? Because it's been a long time, and you really do have a strong program.
Well, I was a solo singer for Dance Improv Live, which was based out of Princeton for 20 years. And through their work, wonderful improvisational work with the musicians there and the dancers, I started, and also in combination with my own yoga practice, I started feeling that we could go deeper and have a more community opening as well as an individual opening. So I started Spirit Live Jam in Florida about 7 years ago, and then I brought it to Lambertville when we added 8 musicians and various instruments. So we're Spirit Live Orchestra. We've had cello and silver flute and trumpet, and so that has been our group in Lambertville for the past 3 years.
Can't wait to hear your song. Let's do it.
All right. This is one of the meditative ones.
I love the way it builds, and I can't wait to see how it gets even more active and all. And thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're so welcome. If you want to hear a little 1 minute taste of how it gets active, then Alan, play Awaken. Change the energy right away.
Okay, here it goes. There's the next song.
Yeah.
So quick question. Ren Porter and others who are part of your crew, they have some affinity to the land because they knew Nadine Bergeron. And one of the things we're doing is honoring her over the weekend because she lived there. How did you meet Ren? How did you connect with Nadine and Jim Dav? And
good question. In Lambertville, there's something called the Friday Night Jammers. So for many years, on every Friday night, someone would open their home and host the musicians to come and jam. So I guess at that point, Ren and Claudia knew Nadine, and they had invited them over to Jim Davidson's house, also known as Jim Dav on Facebook, who runs the Lambertville Drum Circle and is our main percussionist in our band. And Claudia Reeves plays flute and vocals and all sorts of wonderful percussion, and Ren plays Native American flute and sings as well. And these gals hit it off with Nadine and brought her to Jim and Allison, his wife, who's also in our band, plays great mandolin and vocals as well, to their Friday night jam. And I think I spent the whole night talking to Nadine and making music with her. I just was just fascinated and taken by her energy and her beauty and her spirit. And then the four of us just started getting together, and we all enjoy each other so much. You know, we would get together with the focus, we're going to do music, but we had such incredible sharings of heart, and it became a very safe haven for the four of us musicians to not only play music and explore with each other, but to really open our hearts to each other as friends.
Well, you have shared your blessings with others, and you have participated at other events, even if it was just to show up. But I'm glad we're going to have you this time be able to perform. This is really wonderful.
Dave, we're thrilled. We're honored. Thank you for all your great work in the world, and Alan for this program. I really honor both you gentlemen. Great job. Keep it up. You're inspiring us all. Thank you. And Suzanne, I look forward to meeting you, seeing you.
No, me too. Me too. I'm going to be there pretty early on Friday, so I'll look forward to seeing you.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for the offer.
All right. Take care.
And Suzanne, thank you for believing in me and returning. And now you're enhancing your program instead of what you did. You're offering the Reiki and now the Reiki Share. And this is where community builds. We never know where we touch somebody's heart.
Yeah. Since being a Touch Mother Earth, my life has been a whirlwind of just, connection to the universe and realizing who I am and what I'm here for. And it's just, that was the catalyst. So I'm very happy to return.
Cry. That's true. Because we don't know what moment is going to affect the next part of our life. It's a pivotal point. We could go A or we go B, and we end up going B, and life just moves somewhere differently.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just so incredibly hard to make you cry, Dave.
Oh, I seem to be able to do it all the time when we talk, so...
Yeah, I know. He's got like garden hoses on each side of his face.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I want to say that moving to this other location has been less a challenge than I thought it might be, because I was familiar with Mount Eden. But we actually have buyers looking at both properties that are going to keep these going as retreat centers. And to be able to know that we have these positive spaces, but not just to have them, but to grow them so that we can have other events, we can include include actual live growing of vegetables and all for the community to share, or
awesome.
To have people that want to know more about just like understanding nature, like being able to take a walk and identify the plants, what's healthy, if you have poison ivy, what's all these things are coming together. And I say we're reclaiming our community. I'm serious about that.
Well,
what you're doing is you've got
John Lee basically saying, okay, this is how we're, you know, you can go to him and say, how should we alter or craft this land? And you don't
yep.
have to look to an out, you don't have to look to a quote unquote high priest in local government to give you direction. You just basically say, no, this is the way we're going to do it. And, you know, just step forward and say, no, we don't want your product. We'll make our own.
It amazes me that even the term organic has been stolen. You know, you've got companies like Monsanto and all, where all of a sudden pesticides started showing up after World War II, and yet it didn't appear as early in other countries as it did here. But I talk to my students when I teach ESL, they think everything's organic because that's the way they were raised. They didn't know that you had to apply all these toxins on your soil or your plants, and they saw their grandparents. But it did kind of skip a generation because they see it from their grandparents, not so much from their parents, because their parents might have been the ones who got convinced that organic was not the right way. And now we're claiming...
Dave, let's not get off on that too far as a tangent, because organic produce that you find in the grocery store is sprayed. So let's not get too far off the... because, I mean, basically, they're both commercial crops. And there is a list of 50 or so substances that are allowed to be sprayed and still call the still use a legal term called organically grown. So
understood.
Organic,
they don't have the neurotoxins
yeah.
that the other ones do.
Well, it doesn't. No, yeah. no, it does. Absolutely does. I sell produce. I know. Basically, they have the same. They use the same soil, which is poor, and they have the same pest problem. So they need the same level of toxicity from their chemicals, and they happen to be natural chemicals, so they just use more. It's organic. Is somewhat of a facade as far as an illusion of quote unquote no pesticides when there are pesticides used. Sorry about that, folks.
Aaron's got me on that one, and I agree. But listen, I want to thank people like you, Alan. I want to thank others that are out there filming, producing TV shows that are bringing our community together and allowing us to have that voice. And that's one of the things you will always find at my events, because we always want to make time to hear one another. And then we might join in a meal or do the drumming or something, but we always have that opportunity to make sure that we check in with one another. It's just, people step up to the plate. I mean, I've seen people pulling cars out of mud, helping to plant gardens, offering rides, and just basically making sure that everyone's okay and is where we need to go back. It's a level of safety, trust. We communicate better. We know that we're honored, and that trust that, you know, you can – No, and I think then you felt that. It changed. You said it was pivotal.
Oh, yeah. pivotal. Yep.
You came on not even knowing me that well or anybody was going to be there.
I didn't even know you. No, I mean, I knew you and I followed you on Facebook because you knew other friends. And you know how they always say, you'll know because the other friends know, that kind of thing. But I didn't physically ever know you. But then talking to you all the time about, you know, the event and what was going on, it was just, you know, we got to know each other. Heck, you're the one who reached out to me saying, hey, why don't you come? And I see you're starting a new business and you could use it for, you know, use it to get your name out there, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, hey, you know what? That's not a bad idea. So, you know, I thank you for calling me and or not calling me, but texting me and saying, hey, why don't you do this? Because if I didn't do it, I wouldn't be here now talking to you again.
Now, you met Enola Francisco at some point over the weekend.
It's possible. I met a lot of people that weekend, yeah.
Well, Enola is another person who, she's starting her angel card business and coaching, and she's working on being a ordained minister for animal rights and all, and she's gone the same way. Like, now she's getting her website, her business cards, her banner and all, and this is all because she trusted me and decided to come to the event. This is, I love encouraging people to be their best. We're all our best, but we don't always realize it.
No, I don't always realize it. You definitely help it come to fruition and, you know, help people feel the love, you know, because beforehand you could not feel it, and then you walk onto the property and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I feel it. So, yeah, you're a great facilitator.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and I.
So, Dave,
you know,
do you want to give a summary of what your event is here at the end of the show?
Well, I'm encouraged by some of the new folks. After having gone to PermaJam for the third time and seeing how John changed his format and made it more intimate, I definitely felt that I wanted to include that by having the community meals and the talking circles. And then probably the most profound change was going to Inclusion Festival, where they were accessible for everybody, people with Down syndrome, people with, you know, all kinds of disabilities. They had golf carts for them. They had any kind of help they needed. They had sign interpreters, and through there, I met Sophia and the Poppins, and I had heard of her. She had asked to come to the event, but it was always too late, and when we sat down intimately, and I got to kind of play with her a couple tunes, she said, I want you to join on stage. So I got to perform with her, and I said, you know what? You need to be at this festival. And she was so happy. And it's good to be able to have these new energies. I mean, things that I've learned over life, which certainly my parents taught me, are is that you shouldn't fear politics, religion, race, different languages, anything that tries to divide us. And, you know, politics tries to divide us. And no, we encourage everybody to participate at the best level they're able to. If they need help, we'll try to work with it. And, you know, we had our first person last year with a wheelchair. We brought them down the mountain and up the mountain so they could participate in the butterfly ceremony. And don't be afraid to pay it forward, because you never know when that person is going to come back and help either you or the next person down the road. And that's part of the community growth that I'm really seeing and feeling, and I'm so happy for it. We can do it. You know, it could be planting a row in the garden for you to give away to the homeless, or instead of buying a pet that you're not sure about, adopting a pet, or just going out in nature and connecting. Today, as I was walking out the door, before I got to the door, I saw that there were birds outside my sunflowers, and they were all hovering around and enjoying the food, you know, the seeds and all, and I didn't even want to open the door. I just stood there in amazement. I took a couple photographs because I was observing nature, and at first I thought, wait a minute, I planted that. I was like, wait a minute, I didn't plant that. It actually grew out of seeds from the year from before, and just seeing these birds happy, connecting with that energy is a very safe and wonderful thing. I mean, we're so disconnected from nature. So I hope people will come, because we have the different workshops. We have three that are going to connect you to nature directly. Plus, you can just walk the ground. I mean, you can enjoy. There's 27 acres. There's a couple windmills. The overlook goes into the valley. You can see 3-4 miles into it. Just come and relax. Pick on whatever you want, whether it be some music, workshop, the food is organic, and either vegan or vegetarian, you know, we got choices, and just participate. Folks should buy the tickets. They should go to touchmotherearth.com and get their tickets now while they're still at a discount price. There's a plug.
Okay, Dave. Suzanne, how can people get in touch with you?
People can get in touch with me on my business Facebook page, Sacred Indigo Flow Healing Arts. And I've also got my own page, Suzanne E. Pranisky. That's S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, the letter E. And then Pranisky is P-R-O-N-I-S-K-E. And those are the way they can get in touch with me. They can message me either place, and I'll get back to them as soon as I see the message.
All right. So you think that's a good wrap, Dave?
Is Amala still there? Because he's not all plugged there.
No, she's you go ahead and plug her.
Spirit Live Jam or Spirit Live, Spirit Live would be Jam is what's going to show up on Facebook. And I do want to thank both of you, you know, everybody that showed up today. And I'm looking forward August 24th to 26th, Touch Mother Earth Retreat at HopeArm.com. If you're a Facebook person, and if not, just go to the website, TouchMotherEarth.com.
Awesome. So,
and promote Alan's produce.
Yes, from all my photos. So thank you both. Thank you both so much for being here tonight. And hey, everybody, get out there and get uncomfortable and get to your edge and be uncertain in what your life is going to bring you next. That's when things are changing, and that's when things are moving on. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Alan.
Good night, Alan. See you in a couple weeks, Dave.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.